This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
كم من فئة قليلة غلبت فئة كثيرة بإذن الله. How many times has a small group of people been able to overcome a larger group of people by the permission of God? I want to take you to 40 years from now in the land that you are in right now. Your children or your children's children will be sitting in a classroom studying the story of Hind Rajab, reading about her murder, listening to the words of her mother. They will be looking at the pictures of the horror that is on your screen today. They will read about the genocide. They will read about genocide deniers. They will wonder and scratch their heads as to how both of your major political parties seem to trip over themselves to try to see who could out-racist and out-fascist and out-Zionist the other. And all of those three terms are absolutely synonymous. They will wonder how politicians that claim to be opposed to Islamophobia spoke out of both sides of their mouths, smiled at you in one gathering, and then denied the destruction of the entire bodies and populations of your brothers and sisters in another gathering. They will wonder how they spoke to you about protecting your life here, but then made sure that those who resemble you there had every single instrument of life taken away from them. Your children and your grandchildren, inshallah, will take trips to a free Palestine. And they will see the remnants of an apartheid wall shorter than this stage and wonder about the evil that once erected those walls. They will walk in a Gaza that is rebuilt, and they will walk into universities that are fully rebuilt with pictures on the wall of the destruction that once took place in those spots. They will walk through the halls of schools and institutions named after Walid Dahdouh, the school of journalism. They will walk into universities that are named after the greatest Palestinian humanitarians and freedom fighters that we know today and admire today. And they will see pictures in their books of the student encampments, of the students who put their academic careers on the line and refuse to be intimidated by police forces that are supposed to protect the people, but instead suppress the voices of the people. And they will know your names and your efforts as well. Dear brothers and sisters, Nelson Mandela said, "It's always impossible until it's done." It always seems impossible until it's done. The picture that I have painted for you is not far-fetched. It is a reality that we strive for, and it is a reality that we know is inevitable. And if you're asking yourself, why are they so afraid of a kafia? Why are they so afraid of your slogans? Why are they so afraid of your determination? Why are they so afraid of lawyers who can't be threatened with their careers? Why are they so afraid of doctors that'll walk right into a genocide and into the semblance of a hospital, putting their own lives on the line to save others? Why are they so afraid of the student encampments? Why are they so afraid of the protests that won't go away? Why are they so afraid of your flags? Why are they so afraid of people shouting Free Palestine? Because this is a generational struggle. Yeah. It's not just a genocide of people, it's a political genocide. It's a cultural genocide. They are frustrated that no matter how much they psychologically and physically torture the people in Gaza, that they keep insisting on staying there. They're frustrated that no matter how much they try to suppress the voices of solidarity in the countries that are most hostile and in fact responsible for that genocide, that they keep on failing. They're frustrated that their legislation isn't working. They're frustrated that their threats aren't working. They're frustrated that their lobbying isn't working. They're frustrated that the public is turning against them. Because we don't have the greatness of means, we have the greatness of purpose. We have the truth on our side. And when we say people are waking up, people are waking up, and you can only gaslight the people for so long. You can't gaslight the people when the images of children that have been gassed by your bombs produced here in Canada and in the United States show up on your screen. You can't keep on pretending that you are the promoters, the global promoters, and the global voices of human rights, when in fact you are the world's greatest purveyors of violence. People see through it. You can't hide anymore. And I'm going to end with this. You know, I was watching the Prime Minister speaking about how Zionism is an innocent term. Why is it that people have such a problem with Zionism? Because all it is an innocent Jewish connection to a homeland. And I want to say to the Prime Minister, we know exactly what Zionism is. Just as you've tried to rob us of our own slogans and tell us that saying Free Palestine is problematic, that insisting upon our culture, insisting upon our land is problematic. We know exactly what you stand for, and we know exactly what Zionism is. Zionism is in the boots that have been put on the necks of our brothers and sisters in Jerusalem for all of these years. Zionism is in the bulldozers that have bulldozed our homes and increased illegal settlements by the thousands and the millions. Zionism is in the disappearing land of the indigenous Palestinian people. Zionism is in the hateful rhetoric spewed by every single segment of the Israeli government. Zionism is in the bombs and in the skunk spray and in the white phosphorus that's been falling on our people. You can't gaslight the people anymore and pretend that this isn't the ugliest ethno-supremacist ideology that exists in the world today. People are not dumb. People can see it. And they know what you're doing. And as the world starts to grow in its awareness, and we start to hear these statements, let it be known that the reason why they are so afraid of this generation is because they know that the next generation will continue exactly where we left off. I want to share something that was said in the Knesset in October. I believe it was October 23rd. That a liberal Israeli politician said that the children of Gaza have brought this upon themselves. When you listen to these genocidal statements coming from the Israeli government, know that they are making no secret about their desire to wipe out our children. Our brothers and sisters in South Africa were able to compile over 500 explicit genocidal statements made by Israeli ministers, and that was December. We know what they're trying to do. We know what they fear. They fear our existence. They fear our voices. They fear our resistance. They fear our resilience. They fear our insistence. And they know that it is only a matter of time before the gaslighting will stop working and before the entire world will shout, Palestine has been freed.